Good morning on this beautiful day in Central Florida. Hope everybody's doing well. Faith and hope are two Christian virtues. They are called Christian virtues because they have their origin and their goal in God. While theologians may argue about the distinction between them, in the Bible, they have a tendency to blend together, especially as you look at Abraham and his belief in God. Both faith and hope point us towards the fullness of life of God's kingdom. Now, in our epistle from Romans, it says, "Therefore his faith," meaning Abraham, "was reckoned to him as righteousness." Now the words, "it was reckoned to him," were written not for his sake alone, but also for ours. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was handed over to death for our trespasses and was raised for our justification. The Greek word for faith is pistis. It's the same root word contained for the word trust, which really means that we are called to dwell in pistis and faith. We are called to dwell each and every day in trust and faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins and was raised to new life. St. Paul says this, "By faith we understand that the creation, all that we have surrounding us, this earth and all that we're about, by faith we understand that creation was prepared and faith came by the word of God. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called. And it said in Scripture, there was nothing that would allow him to distrust from his belief in God. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive an inheritance. By faith, Abraham stayed for a time in the land that he had been promised. And by faith," and I would love to add trust as well, "by faith and trust, he received the power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered God faithful to what God had promised. By faith, Abraham left his homeland, accepted God's promise that his descendants would form a great nation. At the same time, Abraham always desired a better heavenly home and hoped for a place in God's eternal kingdom." Tremendous faith Abraham had, tremendous belief, tremendous commitment, tremendous trust. Paul understands that the world is not what we would like it to be. And God knows we all know that. Far from being an ideal world, Paul knows that the world at times will be filled with uncertainty. Paul knows that at times the world will be filled with pain. It will be filled with fear. It will be filled with tragedy. And we are wondering what is going to happen next. He doesn't say this is all that there is, though. But he knows that realism demands that we acknowledge that the world is not fair, and that we need each other, and we need the love of God desperately in our lives, and we need to have faith, hope, and trust. Through authentic hope comes a realistic view of the world. Now, such view of the world is only possible through faith, only possible through worship, only possible from being part of a community of God, where we see God at work not only in the church but in each other, where we see the Holy Spirit moving among us, and we know that the Lord is alive, and we praise God each and every day for that. This is so because faith demands that we see the world and that we see God in action with open eyes, and yet discover God is acting within it. Faith gives birth to hope, for hope, when it sees the world as it is and comprehends the presence and activity of God, dares to reach into the future, believing that the same God of grace who is here with us today, the same God of grace that has got us through many difficult times, the same God of grace that walks beside us, is already here preparing the future for us. Hope and promise are found in God. And like faith, hope is maintained because God is faithful. For Christians, for you and me, hope is not dependent on the strength of our own spirit, but hope and dependency upon God, seeking a better tomorrow, giving us strength to get up out of bed the next day and to face the world with all the baggage that comes with it. That strength comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. Only Christian hope has the power to unlock the future for those who are present situations seem to be a dead end. For those who seem like their present situation is a locked door and it needs to be opened. Or unseemingly insurmountable circumstances, potential tragedies that we will face. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we depend on God, our faith community here in St. George, to get us through it. Our Book of Common Prayer says this about Christian hope, and it's a wonderful definition. The Christian hope is to live with confidence and newness and fullness of life through Jesus Christ. Newness and fullness of life. That Christ is going to be there. It's going to be full. It's going to be rich. It's going to be powerful in Christ. And to wait for the coming of Christ in glory and the completion of God's purpose for the world. Faith and hope in God, faith and hope in Christ, faith and hope in the Holy Spirit. And the life of faith is a pilgrimage. It's a daily journey. It's a daily recommitment to our Lord. Hebrew reminds us of Abraham and Sarah. The author focuses not on God's call, but on Abraham's response. And that's the same for us as well. How do we respond to the world and its challenges, trying to get it done by our own spirit, or listening to the Holy Spirit so that it will be better than we can ever pray for or imagine? Abraham's response is expressed in obedience. That's what our baptism calls. That's what our baptismal covenant calls for. That's what we come to church, to be renewed for obedience and promise. Abraham sets for the place God has promised, not knowing what it might be, giving all his control, all his not knowings, everything. He just gives it to God. He said, "Here, Lord, you are in charge. Take control. Have me to go where you want me to go." Tremendous commitment. Tremendous dedication. We can't see the future. And that may be scary. We can't see the future, but the Lord holds the future. Have faith in Jesus because Jesus is faithful. Jesus is the faithful one, and we are faithful to Jesus, and Jesus is faithful to us. St. Augustine says that faith involves a commitment to believe in God, to believe in God, to trust in God. My prayer for you, as you leave this church today and go into a new week, that you may do exactly that. That your hope and faith will be stronger, that you will trust in God, that you will believe in God. Believe in God. Trust in our Lord. Amen.